President Obama is off to Alaska today for a three-day trip that will focus almost entirely on climate change.
Mr. Obama's visit is going to highlight the visible effects of climate change in Alaska, the rising sea levels, the melting glaciers and permafrost. It'll be the first time a sitting president visits the Alaskan Arctic. Before the president kicked off this trip, he announced that the highest peak in North America, Mount McKinley, will be renamed Denali. That is the traditional Native Alaskan name. It means the tall one. Zachariah Hughes is a reporter with Alaska Public Media. He is with us now in Anchorage. Hi, Zachariah.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are Alaskans reacting to the president's visit and this particular focus on climate change?
Well, like everything in Alaska, it's a little bit of a mix. There's definitely a lot of excitement that the president's coming. It's his first trip independent of a refueling stop a few years ago. But, you know, it's a mix. The congressional delegation has made remarks about some of the climate change and energy policy implications that the president's likely to speak on. There's just a good deal of activity. I will say the renaming of Mount McKinley to Denali, which it you know, everyone in Alaska sort of already calls it. That has been greeted, I would say, with uniform praise and acceptance and excitement. When that news broke yesterday, there was a lot of activity around the state and people just generally expressing a kind of woof, finally.
Why is that the
reaction?
Yeah, why is the reaction sort of finally? And you know, we've been doing it all along.
There's a long tradition in Alaska of places being named for people that have never been here or after events or just naming things after stuff that's not from here, that's not local. So, you know, President McKinley never visited Alaska. So while it may seem kind of small and insignificant, this is the highest point in all of North America. And for it to not take its Koyukon Athabascan name for so long and for such kind of middling arbitrary historical reasons was somewhere between a slap in the face and, you know, one more instance of kind of sustained vexed relations with the lower 48.
Yes, although we could say that the Ohio delegation, President McKinley from Ohio, would not say it's sort of insignificant and middling. But so this is part of the backdrop that Obama is coming into now. And Alaska, of course, is a largely conservative state, heavily dependent on oil revenues, which have been falling significantly. It's a state, though, that is central for environmentalists as well, who are extremely unhappy about something that the president has done just very recently, and that is to allow expanded drilling in the Arctic. This is a tough line he's walking there. Tell us what environmentalists are saying.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very mixed, and it's a very complicated issue for Alaska. I mean, 90% of our state revenues for the operating budget come from oil, and the politics of which is good oil and which is bad oil is a little bit complicated and tricky. So you'll hear the pipeline used as a stand-in for kind of all that's right with energy futures. And our governor and a lot of our state legislators will talk about filling the pipeline and not limiting access to the oil patch up north on the North Slope. You know, at the same time, Arctic offshore has had a lot of increased attention in recent years. I mean, you know, even ahead of Shell's 2012 exploratory season and that resumption this summer. There are environmental groups, I should say, staging protests today to kind of confront the president with the irony of making, you know, pronouncements on climate change and conservation while at the same time his administration permitted some offshore development. Just very recently, those last permits were kind of signed off on. So it's mixed. And in Alaska, I would say the people that are the closest to the issue itself have some of the most developed and complicated opinions about it, whether that's some of the mayors and administrators in the far northern communities, particularly the North Slope, which has benefited economically tremendously from the oil boom in the last three or four decades, and now the Northwest Arctic Borough kind of taking a tentatively approving step towards the exploratory season. I mean, it's really complicated. There's direct economic consequences on a day-to-day level from some of these groups being allowed to be here, while at the same time, widespread and very candid recognition that the sea ice is retreating, which really is throwing a kink in the way people have lived for centuries. Permafrost levels are dropping. These are real things that are happening on the ground in Alaska, and year to year, there's just really dramatic effects that are being seen. So, you know, it's not that Alaskans don't realize that climate change is here, that it's tied to energy extraction, but you know, these are global problems. There's oil coming out of the earth all over the world. And
let me just interrupt there, yeah. Zachariah. What do Alaskans want to come out of this trip?
I think Alaskans are excited for the attention and want more than anything else for climate and energy futures to be handled on their terms instead of the lower 48s or the very far away federal governments. I think Alaskans want more of an Alaskan take on what's going on and more of a say-so and how that happens.
Okay, thank you. Speaking to us from Anchorage, Alaska, Zachariah Hughes with Alaska Public Media. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you. Nice to speak with you as well.